Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
That is the cool sexual sound for Alex Gold and his Goldilocks. I'll actually get to play golf with those guys next Wednesday for a good charity.
There you go.
Yeah, the old number five. So I'm ready to see them. They said, Josh Klinger's a diehard fan. We are now, it's our job to make you one as well. So I'll be drinking Kool-Aid, doing all the spiritual things, become the next fanboy of the old 95s. Mr. Alex Gold, how are
old
you doing?
Old number fives.
Yes. What's up?
You turn your microphone on would be nice, but yeah.
I pointed at both of them, and neither one's working.
I don't think either one works.
I like the echo. This is going great.
This is wonderful.
Are we okay? How do we move? Do we move over here?
There you go. You got a microphone up there. Don't take the one that doesn't have a microphone in it.
Check.
Nope.
Check. Nope.
None of these microphones are working. I don't understand.
Things are going great.
This is fantastic.
Hopefully this isn't foreshadowing.
No, none of the microphones are working.
Just turn them all on, Mac.
There we go.
Now he's there.
That's a hell of a way to start our appearances,
guys. I hope that's not foreshadowing to the four-legger that I'm going to trail you in tonight, Mr. Gold. But let's start off hot. You can't take any money lines in the local schools tonight because they're just not worth it.
Sure.
But let's start with Mizzou, your biggest hatred towards a college program, which it merits it. You're a KU grad. I hope that's okay. Mizzou against, Murray State tonight. What do you like about this game, and where's somewhere that we could look at for maybe some sort of lock?
Look, I like Missouri a lot this year. You know, we're all about making money. You got to put aside your allegiances. So I do have them. We can talk bigger picture later going to the college football playoff, but 47.5 point favorites. I think that's too big of a number here in week one for Missouri. I'll explain why the other two local schools, I think, have more of a reason to continue to go full throttle towards the end of the game. I don't think that is the case here with Missouri. And Eli Drinkwitz has only covered one of his three non-conference openers, right? One of them, in fairness, was against Alabama. So you didn't cover against Bama 2020.
But that's not a non-conference,
right? At the time, it was non-conference opener.
No, Missouri's been in the SEC for longer than you've been driving.
I don't know. This comes from Elias, so I'll go ahead. That's a fair point, Bob. That comes from Elias.
Well, Elias sucks.
Yes. Who walks with Elias?
But the one game they didn't cover was 2022 against La Tech, when the Tigers were 19-point favorites. They won by 28. So
Jarius Sneed have an interception in that game?
That's a fair bit. Was he playing corner at that point or safety when he was at La Tech?
Yeah. Was he at La Tech then?
I don't know. He was in the ACC. Who knows? Anyways, go ahead.
No, so I, for Missouri, out of the three locals, they're the one I don't think will cover this week. Even though bigger picture for the season, mm-hmm. I think they're the best of the three by far.
Yeah.
But Missouri, 48, 47 and a half at FanDuel. That's one that I'm going to go ahead and if I had to bet Murray State in that game, that's who I would.
So we're taking Murray State plus points?
Plus the 47 and a half.
So you're saying Missouri doesn't need to go out and put up show points.
Some of it is their quarterback situation. They have Brady Cook. They know what they're getting out of their quarterback. Whereas if you want to ask me about, let's say, KU tonight against Lindenwood, where they're 44 and a half point favorites.
Mm-hmm.
So Jalen Daniels, we know the story there with his injury history. Mm-hmm. I don't think he's going to play more than a series in the third quarter. So I think he's done by, you know, the 10-minute mark of the third quarter. Normally you would say, well, that's not good for Kansas to cover 44 and a half. But I think because of the injury concerns with Jalen Daniels, they need their backup to get work. Chris Ballard's son, Cole Ballard,
right.
They need him to get work with that offense, brand new offensive coordinator. So I think they will actually go kind of full throttle the entire game, even with the backup quarterback. And they're taking on Lindenwood, who has only been at this level for a couple of years, gave up over 400 yards of offense to bad teams a year or so ago.
But it is a new year, and their defensive coordinator's friend texted us this morning and said, take the under. My friend is the defensive coordinator at Lindenwood. Take the under. So I don't know, Alex.
So I like KU minus 44 and a half. I also like the over 59. For the same reason I just brought up, that I don't think Kansas is laying off the gas.
Do you think Kansas is going to give up points, though, in this game? Or do you think it's going to be all one-sided and Kansas is going to score?
Because while the offense with Ballard, I think defensively you'll see a lot of backups in that game in the second half as well tonight.
I think
points will be scored this evening, Bob.
Okay, so take the over in the Kansas game.
No, that's under, right? You said take the over. In Kansas.
Take the over in Kansas, but under in Mizzou?
I'm not on the total in the Missouri game.
Okay.
Murray State plus 47 and a half, KU minus 44 and a half in the over 59, and then K-State this weekend in Manhattan taking on UT Mar. They're minus 37 and a half. They're the smallest favorite in 37 and a half points of the entire weekend. I like UT Martin to cover that one, 37 and a half.
Let's go to another action tonight, my Colorado Buffaloes.
That's all you, man.
Yeah, dude. 9.5 against North Dakota State is what they are favored by. You disappointed me and said you're taking North Dakota State plus 9.5.
Yes. Carrington and I were talking about this as well. I think if you can find a 10 on the board still, of course you want the half point. That'd be vital for you in this one. I don't think Colorado loses. I know there's a lot of people picking a big upset. I do think talent-wise there is still a discrepancy, but we know North Dakota State and the track record there. They're a pain in the ass for everybody in the first week or so of the season. And I still have questions about Colorado. Like, I don't know where you are long-term. I think they're a 6-win team this year. I'm guessing you got them winning 9 or 10, Dusty, right?
Yeah, I got them in the playoffs.
So I'm going to go ahead and take North Dakota State tonight to cover.
That's
not
interesting.
To win.
All right. What about my Buckeyes? Akron, big game against them, in-state rival.
Nothing for the individual game this weekend, right? But bigger picture, the Big Ten, everybody is really debating Oregon or Ohio State, I think. You know, Penn State, to me, is pretty sneaky this year. They have KU's old offensive coordinator that's now there with the Nittany Lions, and I think Penn State's going to be very good. But I do think Ohio State comes out of the Big Ten and ultimately represents the Big Ten in the college football playoff, one of two or three Big Ten teams. Ohio State plus money, plus 145. I think Oregon's the most talented team, but I think Ohio State's just going to rely on their running game because the question for them is the quarterback, right? Former K-State quarterback.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, absolutely. But they spent $20 million on their payroll.
But Phil Knight's writing checks for 10.
I know, but the payrolls that we know of, Ohio State's blowing everybody out of the water. Like they've got to perform this year. Otherwise, Ryan Day is going to be walking a short pier into a lake or whatever they like to say. But like Binkley said earlier to us, that of the three locals, he thinks K-State has the best shot to get into the playoff. Where do you look at that from a gambling perspective?
Well, so look at the win totals. Start there for each of the three locals. So Missouri over 9.5 is plus 152. I like the over on that. That gets them to 10 wins. And if they're a 10-win team, they're probably finishing top four in the SEC. And to me, if you finish top four, you're getting in.
Okay.
I was on with you and Josh back in January. I don't know if you guys remember. End of January, we were talking like already odds for this year. And I have a 60-1 ticket on Missouri to win the title. Mm-hmm. I don't think they're winning the national championship. I said it then, but they're now down to 40-1 or 35-1 in some other spots. Mm. If they get to the college football playoff, you have a hedge opportunity. The SEC, you don't have to win the conference. It's that, and you get to 10 wins. I think they're going to be undefeated before they go to Tuscaloosa. So I just think Missouri's in a better position, even though the competition's tougher.
Right.
For Kansas and K-State, their win total, Kansas over 8.5, over under 8.5, K-State over under 9.5. I like the over for Kansas, so like a 9-win team. I like the under for K-State. I also think they're a 9-win win team. One of them, to me, will play Utah in Dallas for the Big 12 title game. And so, yeah, maybe Bink, I don't know how Bink laid it out. Maybe he thinks K-State will beat Utah. I could see that playing out, but I think Utah is the favorite
Utah
for a reason.
Yeah, yeah, they're probably the best team in the Big 12. And you know, it's funny how you mentioned the 9.5 or the 8.5 for Kansas, and you're taking the over. It was a couple years ago when gambling got legalized. We all made free money off of Kansas taking the over at like 2.5
yeah,
or whatever.
3.5, and now we're, yeah. I mean, times have changed.
Times
awesome.
Have changed in a big way over there in Lawrence for the football program, and obviously that's a good thing. But Binkley had it coming down to the K-State KU game, and because it's
massive,
in Manhattan,
yeah.
and he took K-State in that one. That's how that one kind of all played out. Anything else you're kind of looking at college football future-wise is really the season gets going tonight.
Just one bet. Not necessarily tonight, but just long-term for this entire season. The Heisman Trophy market's always fun, right? Dylan Gabriel's the favorite at FanDuel. He's 5-1, and I understand why he is. If you're asking for someone further down the board that can surprise you, I'm going to need help from Mac on the pronunciation here, but I actually think Tennessee's quarterback is a lot. What, Nico Iamalava?
Nico Iamalava.
Sure.
I am a lava is a lot better.
I like I am a lava. Yeah, we're going with I am a lava.
That 14-1 at Tennessee. I actually think in the conference that he's in, if they surprise some people, he'll be in the mix, and you can still get him at 14-1. So
you like that win total then, maybe for Tennessee 8.5, right?
Yeah,
Let's go.
Tennessee surprises some people this year.
You
but
do.
Dylan Gabriel being the favorite is warranted. I mean, Oregon's going to be one of the best teams in the country, right there with Ohio State.
All right, before we get into NFL, we got baseball going on right now. I just threw some money on the Royals to win the division. Okay, I got +180 or something like that on them to win the division. The Tigers now, you know, are +45.
Yeah, what's up with that?
They're only 4.5 back.
That's
like,
crazy.
That's a sneaky bet right now, isn't it? Or are you staying away?
I don't think to win the division, all of a sudden, I'd have to look to make the playoffs. Now the Tigers are an interesting bet. It doesn't look like it's being offered on the board at FanDuel right now, but I still don't think the division, because, Bob, they got to jump three teams. It's four and a half back, yes. I mean, it's impressive, but you have to hope you can pass three teams. I think that's difficult to do in 28 games or whatever the Tigers have left. But the division, look, this is something we've all been tracking. Once again, in January, I was on with you guys. There were two Royals bets I made with you guys in January. Cole Reagans to lead the league in strikeouts. He's third right now. Unfortunately, that last outing might have killed it, but he was 80-1 right there. And then the Royals 30-1 to win the division. I'm sweating it out now. 30-1. I think even at +195, Bob, you still got decent odds on it. Uh-huh. But for me, the Royals bets right now are just whether or not you're betting the division or if you really want to get greedy with the win total, right? You know, if you think somehow they were to get hot enough, I don't think they will. But at one point, to finish with the best record in the regular season, I think they're now 5.5 back from that, which is not impossible.
No.
But it's 180-1. I don't hate throwing like $5 on that.
Yeah, that's a nice $5. Like, let's see what happens type of thing. And like, but it's what do you think has a better chance of happening? Detroit winning the division or the Royals finishing with the best record?
The Royals finishing with the best record.
Okay.
Both are long shots, even though the markets would say the Tigers win the division and have a better chance of happening. I just think three teams to leapfrog is tough. Like right now on FanDuel, you can't even bet on the Tigers to win the division anymore. Like they've already narrowed it down to three teams themselves, and I think there's a reason for that.
I have I have your thing here. Did your parlay, put it on DraftKings, got the odds. Your odds for what you like, over 59.5 for Lindenwood, Kansas, correct?
Okay. Yep.
Murray State +447.5 versus Mizzou. Kansas -45.5. And then North Dakota State +9.5. Put all that together. It is +869. So 10 would win you $96.
I don't recommend parlaying them all together.
Yeah,
I'm gonna bet them separate. But yeah, if you want to throw a few bucks and have some fun with it, why not?
Right.
I already made a bet for next week's Chiefs game, which I normally
you told
don't
me
bet
about
a week
it.
Out.
Yeah.
I already made a bet.
Okay.
I already made a bet, and it's not just the Chiefs on the spread, but parlay just because the odds were shifting. Carson Steele, I'm a little more nervous because of the Samaje Perine signing.
Yeah.
But Carson Steele was 18-1 to get a touchdown a day or two ago in that game against the Ravens, right? Goal line opportunity. I think maybe they give him a ball. He's down to like 9-1, 5-1 at FanDuel as well. Ooh. So I have a bet on Carson Steele to score a touchdown. And then the parlay I sent you, Chiefs to cover the 3 against the Ravens, Bob. Mm-hmm. Carson Steele touchdown and Xavier Worthy longest reception over 20 yards in the game. And I sent you the odds on that. I actually don't have it right in front of me. It was a long shot bet, a little flyer for week one of the season.
You ready for tonight?
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
College football last year was fun anyway.
Yeah.
The Deion stuff carried most of the weight. That's not going to have to happen this year because all three locals are going to be awesome. I think it's going to be a great season.
But also, let's just take the locals out of the equation. Obviously, that adds to it. But the college football playoff being out there now makes this college football season that much better because you don't suffer a loss to Murray State in week one and your season is over. Like, right. It has given so many teams the opportunity to play for the tournament, and we're going to be talking about it all year long. Every week, we're going to be talking about how it applies to the college football playoff.
Every team's got a shot. I mean, look, K-State to make the college football playoff is plus 285. Missouri to make the college football playoff, plus 172. You know, Kansas was a little bit higher than that. I think 5-1 in some spots. The fact that all three have those kind of odds to make it, to your point, like, you have a real path to get there. You don't have to go undefeated, especially in the SEC if you're Missouri, in order to get there. So it's going to give everybody an opportunity and feeling like they got a shot. And then it'll be interesting towards the end, because that 12th spot goes to the group of five champ, basically the best record of a group of five team. So you could be looking at rankings. You could be KU, K-State, Missouri, or any other team, Bob, and you think, oh, you're in a good spot. We're ranked 12th. We're the last spot. You better get to 11 or 10, because you're going to get kicked out, because the 12th spot is automatically going to a group of five team.
Gotcha. What about NFL futures? What else are you looking at before we get into the teeth of this NFL season?
You want a Chiefs future, or you just want a broad NFL
future? Well, give me both.
Okay, yeah. So Chiefs future, sweep in the division this year. 6-0 divisional sweep in the AFC West. I think this division is worse than it was a year ago. I know last year there was still some hope maybe that Russell Wilson would figure it out. I think this division is terrible. The Chiefs to sweep are plus 375.
Okay.
Mahomes 30-5 against the West. We know that in 2022 they swept the AFC West, so that's one season-long bet that I like. And then, not that I'm down on Xavier Worthy at all. I think he's going to be great, but the total, I think, is way too high for his season. 750.5 receiving yards. I just think there's too many mouths to feed. This is going to be a really good offense this year, guys. I think they're going to be closer to 2018 offense than last year. And so Rashee Rice got over 900 yards last year. Well, that was because we all know
there
how
was nobody else.
You had to.
Right.
So unless Hollywood Brown misses half the season or something, I just don't think Worthy is getting 750 yards receiving. He could still have a great rookie campaign.
Sure, yeah.
You get 600 yards and 6 touchdowns, I'd sign up for that right now. I mean, knock on wood on Hollywood Brown injuries, because that's the only way I think Worthy gets over 750.
Gotcha. Anything from a league-wide standpoint that you're looking at?
So this one's kind of chalky. You know, this is not going out on a limb, but the Chiefs and Niners to both be the number one seed in their respective conferences. I think there's a chance we get a rematch again, but just to be number one seeds, it's 21-1. So plus 2100. You know, I look at the AFC. I think these Chiefs are the best team by a good margin. Mm-hmm. I think the Niners, even in the NFC, are still the better team in the NFC than anybody else, just from a regular season standpoint. We'll see what happens in the playoffs. But 21-1, I think there's enough value there where you can put some money on both to be the top seed.
By the way, your Chiefs parlay week one, plus 4,500.
Love it.
So 10 bucks is going to win you $450.
Nice.
A little sprinkle on that, guys.
That's a nice little one.
What do you got
right
coming
there
up today on Cody and Gold?
Yes, we'll have we'll obviously talk about all three colleges and kind of how we think the season's going to go for each one of them. And then I love the Samaje Perine signing. We talked about him a couple days ago as well. I think Mac also called that a few days ago, if I remember right.
It's a nice sign.
It's like a great nice Jerick McKinnon replacement. Mm-hmm. And then Paul Charchian. It's fantasy football season. Nice. Everybody's doing their draft, so we'll get some perspective from Charch.
Are you doing the betting show again this year?
So that betting show, because...
Which one?
That one, Bob.
Okay.
That one. It is going to be in podcast form initially because, well, the Royals are on 96.5 The Fan, obviously, and it's going to be a bit this season, I think. So I may not have a live show until November.
All right.
That means the Royals in the World Series,
it's
if that happens.
It's the only time I've ever not wanted to have a live show.
So that's a good thing, but no, we'll have a podcast out starting next week and each week.
So it'll be called That Betting Podcast?
It's still That Betting Show, because it will be a live show eventually once the baseball season's over.
All right,
man. Thank you for your time.
Thanks, guys.
We appreciate you. Glad we got your microphone working.
Yeah.
Love you, Mac.
Hey, I tied them all up and on.
It's okay. You've had people come into your studio all day.
Yeah, I don't know what's been going on back there. It's
a party
been a
back here.
Back
it's great.
There.
Love it.
Yeah, it's just love is blind.
I got a correction from Jay Binkley.
Then you come home from early from the what?
I got a correction text from Jay Binkley.
Boy. Old school.
He said, "I said MU has the better chance to get into playoffs, not KSU. I think both have a chance. A bit. I like Missouri's chances more."
So we've had
got that text as well.
So we've had Binkley since 6 a.m.
Oh, he's a P1. Man. He's dialed in. Yeah, show starts. That. He listens. He doesn't stop.
And he had a show last night until 9 p.m.
Well, I mean, you got to get up early.
He had a guy, I think, texting his show.
Two locals in Colorado play tonight. You don't think Binkley's getting lubed up for this one?
He's already there, man. He might have already been there twice.
And he's got the Sam Adams Oktoberfest he's probably pouring, I'm sure, right?
Breaking down Bailey Zappi videos.
Oh, God. Get back to that story.
We'll do that for sure. But again, in case you missed it, Alex Gold says he likes KU over points and KU covering the spread. He likes Colorado, or I'm sorry, he likes North Dakota State to cover the 9.5. He likes Murray State plus 47.5 against Mizzou. That doesn't mean he's rooting for Mizzou. He just doesn't think Missouri is going to cover the 47.5. That's a lot of points.
It is a lot of points. That's
a lot
it
of
is.
Points.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if I want to bet anything or just sit back and watch and do the whole, like, screensaver thing where I'm like, this is what I should have bet, and then watch it all hit.
It all hits.
Because that's how it always happens.
Always happens that way.
You're like, this is what I wanted to do, but I don't know if I really am believing in this, and then you don't do it, but you screenshot it, and then you look at it, and you're like, huh, Murray State only lost by 38. KU won by 50. Colorado didn't cover the 9.5. Great. Good job, Dusty.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I thought about that. Who knows?
The problem is you got to make these bets before you leave the state today, too. So you can't like sit at home a little bit later on and think to yourself, like, okay.
And then someone asked from the 913, what were the legs on that Chiefs parlay again? He has Carson Steele anytime touchdown. He has Xavier Worthy having the longest reception in the game.
Over 20 yards.
Yeah, and he has the Kansas City Chiefs on the money or on the spread, -3. It was +4,500.
Right. And I don't even think, I could be wrong, but I don't think it was the longest reception in the game. I was just thinking his longest reception
his longest
to be over 20 yards.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah, which that's even better.
Okay.
Xavier's longest.
All right.
So, like that.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.